And now that you're in a deep place, where everything's more sensitive and soothed than normal, where your mind's more accessible, and even the movement of air over your skin is soothing, hands come down from above and make your enjoyment even better. Just let your mind be deluged away in a honeyed coating, taken to a place where you can enjoy what follows. At first, the hands begin with basic limbering, taking your neck and rubbing it, extending first one arm, moving and turning it, holding the shoulder and applying warm exploratory pleasure. Hands in tune with your mind, every movement seeming anticipated, you filling in the blanks dreamlike afterward, thinking, yes, that was exactly the touch I needed at that moment. How much of this is just because you are deep and drifting and pleasured, it's hard to tell. But what's wonderful is then hearing in your mind the squeezing of massage oil onto hands that rub together. You laying on as comfortable a surface as you could imagine, drifting on a cloud. Feeling the hands come down and begin to use light friction, a pressing movement, long gliding from the top of your back to the bottom, just spreading a warm oil there that soaks into your musculature. You visualize how shined and pleasured everything must be, how your muscles must be easy, drifty, pleasant, wonderful. And that's all right. In this place and time, in this space, set apart and authentically part of you, where you will remember every little detail because of just how striking it is. You let your body remember, your mind explore, everything about you attuned to the feeling of hands that now, starting at the small of your back, and moving in the direction of the blood flow, press down, move in long, slow motions, pressing down at the small of your back, pushing upward as if kneading your flesh toward the top, using thumbs, palms, fingers, pushing in a gentle way the whole of the hand, maintaining contact at all times. Indeed, when those smoothly massaging hands reach the top of your back, they move to the right and left, and keeping bare, gentle contact, slide down without applying pressure until they loop around back to the small of your back. Pressure is only applied, moving up to the shoulder and neck area, pushing your skin, your tension, everything forward gently, and then trailing down your sides until the hands resume from their start position at the small of your back. It's the simple, classical, prototypical movement you think of when you imagine someone massaging a relaxed, excellent, slow massage that creeps into you through your back muscles, moving across the entire back from the small up to the back of your neck and your shoulders, looping around to the right and left. The pressure is warming the back muscles. It's very light right now, but you can feel tension that you carry there. From times you unthinkingly get into an uncomfortable sitting position, but you're too focused on something to do otherwise. And because your skin is more sensitive than usual, deep and tranced and open and pliable and ready as you are, it's more sensitive, and the sensation goes deeper. It's more efficient than any normal massage. Upward toward the heart in the direction of blood flow, from the small of your back, then maintaining contact without applying pressure, The hands scoot back down. This technique just makes you feel open and warm. Your breathing deepens. Everything is more relaxed, and it lends you confidence in the hands that caress. Then, the movement continues with more moderate pressure. Now that the surface tension has been pushed out of you, cycled along your back to make you more relaxed and opened up, moderate pressure commences. Medium, just warming you up and getting you ready. You know this is just the start, and that excites you even as your relaxed state takes you to a deep place where all tension can fall away. Just the relaxation of deep trancey bliss might be enough, but the hands really help. Then, the palm of a hand kneading and rolling and pressing, pushing against your back lightly. You feel the way that the movement from behind you is professional and light, pushing short circular strokes on your back muscles to the right of center, slow circling pressure, your shoulder, slow kneading, pressing, helping you sink and relax in the sensation. Then the pressure moves closer to your core, down to the small of your back, pushing and moving, circulation improving. You feel invigorated and improved just by the closeness, just by the sensation being pressed into you by someone who's exploring your back, learning where you carry your tension, tracking down every tense spot and seeming to predict that you need a warm pressing movement or another long stroke from the base of your back upward. Enough to make you feel more authentically in the moment, more relaxed than you were. And now the circular massaging, kneading movement, a little more pressure than when you were being pressed from the base of your back upward. These movements come all over the place, wherever those hands find tension. Circular, shifting, pressing, the circulation improves, light to medium pressure, different places. Every time the tension dissolves, because your body and mind know what's expected, know the experience, know the warmth that comes from within. Then, gently, with relaxed wrists, you feel as the hands begin to tap percussively, selecting points to the left and right of the middle of your back, and just making the tissue compress by patting at it with the heels of those hands, just tapping away, making your flesh feel wonderfully limbered up, wonderfully relaxed, constant percussive patter. And it's good because then the hands, broad, they're really all you're aware of. You've faded to your honeyed mind and your sensitive skin, every momentary sensation deluging you with a pleasured relaxation you know you'll remember, anchoring this deep place to a sense of pleasured massage. Then the hands just grip the musculature, now made looser and more gentle by percussive tapping, and begin massaging in a pressured, twisting, lifting motion that just seems to limber up your muscles in the best way. Then, using thumbs, the hands rub in a fanning motion that seems to spread all the tension from the middle of your back to the edges, and then encourage it to leave your body, leaving you soothed. All these movements leave your body tension-free, free of so many things, free and deep and pleasured. Gently, the hands grasp the right and left side of your body, and where the motion a moment ago was to use thumbs to push the pleasure out into you, push the tension to the edges, now gripping the left and right side of your body and just rubbing your side muscles upward toward your back, pushing the tension away, leaving you sighing in the lee of a low-down, good feeling that runs throughout all of you. It's just left you so very relaxed, peaceful, a calming, professional feeling, a massage and a limbering. And since you cherish the pleasure that comes of those hands even now rubbing from the small of your back up to your shoulders, you might find yourself sitting with a little more attention to your posture, trying to keep your back in good shape now that you've gone to the trouble of sliding deep and insistent professional hands have explored, found the spots your tension's kept, rubbed it to the very edges, and left you blankly drifting, far more limber, muscles loose, relaxed, and ready. And whenever you feel this same kind of deep, peaceful, authentic sensation from meditating, staring, and feeling influence throughout you, you might remember the pleasured rub, the massage, the sinking sensation. And that'll be for the best. Hands coming from behind, deftly, altruistically, encouragingly, massaging tension away, knowing your body, knowing just how much pressure and pleasure and sensation you could stand because of those first exploratory touches, leaving you even now breathing deep, drifting blank and hazy, experiencing every moment as a thing of pleasure, the hands at the small of your back, applying just enough pressure to push the tension out, sliding up your back to the top, spreading a smoothing, lubricating oil that soaks in and helps limber your muscles. And then when reaching your shoulders, the hands knuckle around and just rub them, thumbs and forefingers working to roll the musculature and expose any tension beneath. Which then, as the hands glide along your sides back to the small of your back, that tension might be rubbed away by circular, stronger movements that try to push it to the edge of your body and then beyond, the tension leaving your body, just as it did when you sank deep, when you felt things flow over your mind, honeyed and perfect. All of it together makes for an invigorating and memorable feeling, which will draw you right back here when you feel the need to limber up. Undoubtedly, you'll remember beyond this one occasion, remember happily, and roll your shoulders and pay attention to how you're sitting. A holistically good-for-you experience, flowing from your mind, making your skin more sensitive, so when the hands touch you, they carry away all tension, all reserve, and leave a body brought to its most perfectly limbered, relaxed, tension-freed, mentally freed, sinking state. And even as things go beyond, you feel like you want it to continue, though knowing eventually it must end, leaving you restored, invigorated, reunited with your body, and eventually able to move, but maybe move freely with wonderful, warm pleasure tingles flowing through you. And that'd be a good way to proceed. A good addition, part of what you're here for, the authenticity of the experience, but also to relax. Relaxation's important, and your readied, honeyed mind is very willing to accept a sensation which is akin to a truly relaxing, wonderful addition to yourself. And that's where you are, adding on. progressing forward, and then just drifting in that state for a little while.